You are Locked On Big Ten, your daily podcast on the Big Ten Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
From Madison to Minneapolis, today's stop on the spring football tour, a part of Locked On Big Ten podcast, is all about the Twin Cities and all about the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Locked On Big Ten podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Stevens. It is Tuesday, April 20th, and on this stop in the Twin Cities, there's only one man that I picked up on the virtual bus because we need his expertise. We need the smartest mind in all of the Big Ten Conference. Of course, I'm referring to Daniel House, back on the podcast, the founder of GophersGuru.com, to enlighten us on everything that has been happening for spring practice for PJ Fleck in the Row the Boaters up there in the Twin Cities. Glad to be with you in Minnesota right now, Daniel House. Glad to be talking some Gopher spring football.
Happy to be here. Spring football's back. It was exciting. First practice I've been to in 407 days at any level, watching it live. I was like a kid in a candy shop, ready to go. Everyone could sense it. I was laughing because another guy was like to me, "You look so ready for this." And I'm like, I've been waiting for days, years, months to do this. So it's nice to be back.
There are not many better football minds that I have interacted with, really, across the spectrum, whether it be college football, Big Ten football, or the NFL, than Daniel House. So we go into his insight today. And you mentioned you were at practice over the weekend looking at what Minnesota was doing this spring. You were one of four people in attendance to watch that practice. So, Daniel House, I ask you, what did you see from the Gophers this weekend?
I saw the defensive line's taking a big step forward, and that's good news for Minnesota fans because last year I talked so much about controlling gaps, getting gap penetration. It's the key to success with Joe Rossi's scheme, and last year they didn't do it enough. You saw as the year progressed, they got better in that category, but the inexperience they had at the defensive tackle position, they were way down the barrel in the defensive tackle room. Inexperienced guys just trying to get some snaps. So this year, going into the transfer portal, getting Niles Pinckney from Clemson, who's played over 1,100 snaps on a national championship team, Val Martin from NC State, another guy who probably will play mostly three-tech, one-gap penetrator type of player. Niles Pinckney can go between different shades, probably three-tech, and he'll even kick inside and nose even on pass rushing downs. With Clemson, he played more on early downs and was really good against the run. I like his hand technique particularly. But watching the practices, you see that experience because not only do you get those guys, but Micah Dutredway, former transfer from Notre Dame's back, Keontae Shad's back. They've done some really good things as well with the development of D'Angelo Carter, player that I really liked coming out. He got experience last year, and Rashad Cheney Jr. as well. So they'll be six deep at the defensive tackle position. And then they also have quite a bit of versatility at the defensive end position, guys who can play five technique defensive end, kick in on pass rushing downs. I like what they did with the defensive line because there are question marks in the secondary for sure.
You can already hear it in his voice, the enthusiasm, the excitement, breaking down Minnesota's D-line. So before we dive even deeper into spring practice here in 2021, let's take a quick look back at the 2020 Big Ten football season. Obviously, a disappointment for PJ Fleck and company after the high expectations following the very successful 2019 season. But what do you think the Gophers can learn from 2020 as they approach this spring and the rest of the offseason?
Weird year, Ben, last season. I mean, the Gophers had a lot of inexperience at defense, and that was the year they really could have used spring ball to get better defensively, get some reps. Instead, you're throwing guys into the fire. They were doing virtual learning the whole spring. And we talked with Mariano Sori-Marin after practice, a linebacker for the Gophers, and he said Joe Rossi really wasn't able to do a lot of the things he wanted schematically because they were spending so much time on player development, trying to get guys ready to play. So now this year, the benefit that they had was you threw those guys into the fire last year. They got experience that they needed, and that will benefit future seasons. And PJ Fleck said that, "I'm not going to, you know, shelter these guys away from playing time. I want them to play this year so it benefits the program into the future." And now you're starting to see that because we got to see just about an hour and 15 minutes or so of practice on Saturday. Not a lot of passing in that setting, but we got to see some heavy running periods, and they mixed it up a little bit, some 7-on-7, some team periods, a 1-on-1 session. And what really stood out was the defensive line. Like I said, the front seven looks much improved, and that's the area that the Gophers struggled with the most last season. If you watched any of the games, I mean, they were getting run all over at points. I honestly think one of the bigger question marks is the offense. I mean, what do you get out of some of those receivers? Rashad Bateman departing. He opted out late last year after coming back and deciding to get his eligibility restored. But Chris Amon-Bell's leading the way. Then after that, you got a ton of question marks. I mean, Daniel Jackson got a little experience last year, but then you're looking at guys like Doug Amelian, Mike Brown-Stevens. They went and got Dalen Wright, a receiver from Texas A&M, big target. Wasn't quite as bulky as I thought he'd be. I thought he was a bigger target, but really moves well in and out of breaks. I thought, you know, he's the type of guy that needs to adjust and learn the system, but could make an impact. Brady Boyd is a name I'm keeping an eye on from Texas, South Lake Carroll High School down in Texas, a big get for the Gophers. He's worked with David Robinson, a guy who developed Dez Bryant, Emmanuel Sanders, Antonio Brown, a few other receivers on the NFL circuit. Really good route runner, great body control, nice catch radius, dominated some state championship games, got his team deep into the playoffs last year. One of those guys that could emerge. That's the biggest question I have. Do they have enough firepower from the wide receivers to have a balanced offense? Because they have a lot of experience returning up front, Mo Ibrahim coming back, Tanner Morgan coming back. It comes down to those receivers for me.
You seamlessly transitioned me into my next question because you mentioned the quarterback position, Tanner Morgan back at the helm of that Minnesota offense, a slight decline in production in 2020. Where do you think Tanner Morgan can improve the most this offseason?
I think it starts with pocket movement, pocket feel, being able to move around, extend plays, and get familiarity with the system. That was the biggest thing last year. I don't think people put enough stock into not having the player development time to get timing with your receivers. I asked Tanner about that after practice on Saturday. I mean, what does it feel like now having the ability to get timing with the receivers this spring, and you didn't have that last year? And he was talking about how much of a difference that made. And last year having new offensive coordinator Mike Sanford coming right in the mix in the middle of a pandemic. You got no time really to work with him in person. So the offense had a lot of moving pieces. Rashad Bateman was out, Rashad Bateman was in, then he was out again. They ran the ball well, and I talked to a lot of coaches across the country, and they said you couldn't really invest your time completely into all the rushing and the passing concepts. You kind of had to pick which one you wanted to spend the most time diving into the details of. So I think Minnesota heavily invested in, you know, resources into teaching those running concepts, and now they need to find some balance. I know tendency-wise, they need to pass the ball more on first and second down. They were one of the better teams passing the ball on second down. Tanner Morgan, that is one of the most underrated aspects of his game, completing a high percentage of passes. I wrote about that on Gophers Guru, just early down, second down, particular success for Tanner Morgan and what the offense can do if they tweak their tendencies on first down. So I'd keep an eye on that this season.
I'm having so much fun. It is the later part of April already, and we're diving into second down passing success rate for Minnesota in 2021. This is the brilliance you get from Daniel House, folks. This is why I call him the smartest mind in all of the Big Ten Conference, especially when it comes to football. So this is the final week of the spring football tour. The last time for a while, probably until we get to the fall camp tour, we will be on the virtual bus. But the virtual bus has been humming and running so well thanks to rockauto.com. I went to rockauto.com before I launched off on this spring football tour on the virtual bus to make sure I had all the parts that I needed to make this virtual bus run at its absolute best. And I went to rockauto.com for the convenient self-service from a family-run business that's been serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. When you go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers, you can find everything you need from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. That was the best part in my mind of how to go about going to rockauto.com, because as I was figuring out all the logistics to make sure everything was running well for the spring football tour, where I was going to stay, where I was going to stop, I can get everything I need for the virtual bus taken care of quickly with a few easy clicks delivered directly to me. There's nothing better than rockauto.com, except maybe the prices at rockauto.com, because they are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write locked on, that's LOCKED space ON, LOCKED space ON in their How Did You Hear About Us box, so they know that we sent you here from the Locked On Podcast Network. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, the jingle I sing to myself pretty much every single day on the virtual bus, all the parts your car will ever need. Rock Auto, rockauto.com. So just four more days, including this Tuesday of the Spring Football Tour. Then next week, we look ahead to the NFL Draft. But right now, on the Locked On Podcast Network, the NFL Draft is being covered from every single angle. Catch up on the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021, that podcast presented by Odyssey. Follow Locked On NFL Draft and the Draft Dudes podcast for the latest draft news. And stay tuned for more info about our live NFL Draft coverage. That is our focus next week. But here on the Locked On Big Ten Podcast for the remainder of this week, it's the Spring Football Tour. Today, it's in the Twin Cities. About the Minnesota Golden Gophers. For Tanner Morgan and the Gophers next year, having Muhammad Ibrahim back, the reigning Big Ten running back of the year, will be an added benefit in a lot of returning production along that offensive line. Maybe too much because you had a couple guys like Daniel Falele that opted out last year, now back a part of that mix. So we'll see exactly what shakes out along that offense for the Gophers. As we flip back to the other side of the ball, you talked about the defensive front and the defensive line this upcoming season for Joe Rossi and the Gophers. Where do you think the biggest question mark is in that defense for Minnesota this upcoming year?
It's cornerback, Ben. That's the biggest question. Coney Durr comes back, and that was huge because I didn't anticipate Coney Durr would return. So getting him in there to lead the group, he'll be one of the more underrated players entering the draft next season. I mean, look at what Benjamin St. Juice is doing right now, probably a day two pick. So you have to replace that production on defense. And I don't know really who it's going to be at this point. Terrell "T Time" Smith, is he possibly the second
quarterback? Hold on a second. Terrell "T Time" Smith, what is the "T Time" part of that name there?
T Time's the nickname. Everybody just calls him "T Time" up here because I don't know if it's because his first name is spelt weird. It's not two R's. I think it's one R. I remember Notre Dame sent him like an offer once and they spelt his name wrong. And he's like, "Oh, I'm taking you out of consideration because you spelled my name wrong," or something like that.
Fair enough.
Terrell "T Time". Phil Howard, maybe. Converted wide receiver who played cornerback and has got some experience there. The sleeper is Bishop McDonald, the guy who transferred from the University of Minnesota Duluth, been working developing the past couple of seasons. I'm keeping my eye on him. But Justin Wally, a cornerback, true freshman, Mr. Mississippi, Minnesota managed to land him, played running back and defensive back in high school. I watched his film and I thought he was super impressive, but then I went to practice on Saturday, and I left and went, okay, this guy should be getting serious attention because he has a chance to make a huge impact. I remember when I went to the first couple of practices with Rashad Bateman, and after watching as much football as I have in practices, you can just tell when this guy has an uncanny, natural feel for the game, just all this talent. And Justin Wally just made a beautiful play on a fade route intended for Chris Ottman-Bell. Then he just makes this great play over the middle, managed to stay tight out of the receiver, out of the break, and flip his hips, get into the passing lane, just perfect position, great transition, quickness and agility, all those things that you saw on film show up. So I'm saying that there's serious upside with Justin Wally. He is a guy who could possibly emerge as an impact player right away as a freshman alongside Coney Durr. Then you're probably looking at Justice Harris playing nickel cornerback, or keep an eye on Steven Ortiz Jr., four-star commit from Arizona coming up here. He wasn't an early enrollee, but he'll be up here for the season. Electric player with a lot of versatility, very physical, can play coverage, play in the box. I love watching his tape. So does he get some time? I don't know. But Minnesota has question marks in the secondary room, and you don't have a lot of time to get ready because week one you have Ohio State's receivers coming in. So we'll find out right away if Minnesota's cornerbacks have it or not.
Ohio State's receivers are going to put the fear of God into a lot of secondaries across all of college football this year. That is for sure, with how deep and how talented they are. But not a surprise to me, Daniel House, the guy you mentioned out of Arizona, the early enrollee who did not come in the winter. That doesn't surprise me. A guy from Arizona waiting on his first winter in the Twin Cities, trying to get there for fall camp and summer workouts as well. So we've talked about some of the question marks on both sides of the ball. What do you think is the best overall returning position group? Is it part of those fronts, either the offensive line or the D-line as well?
Yeah, it's probably the offensive line, and it will be very interesting to see how that position group plays out over the next few months because, like you mentioned, Daniel Falele, Curtis Dunlap coming back, but are they physically ready? Is it going to take some time for them to shake off some of the rust? I like the group that they had going last year. I think John Michael Schmidt, center, is one of the more underrated players in the country. He's graded high with PFF. I think a lot of NFL teams are going to like him as a zone scheme center because he can reach block really well. He gets to the second level, fits the outside zone scheme really well. Connor Olson coming back again, guy with so much experience and versatility to all the interior positions. Blaze Andres, a guy that's played guard and tackle. Sam Schluter's returning as well. So how do they shake all that out at the guard and tackle positions? There's like six offensive linemen that are really solid up there that can move around. But I want to see first, how did Dunlap and Falele adjust after being gone for a while? Because I think that is going to take some time, and they're going to have to get back into football mode. You can be in practice, you can work out, you can get back, but it's never like being in a game against these really good pass rushers. And week one, like I said, there is no lead into the season at all. It's not like you're playing some low-level FCS squad or some, you know, small school. You're playing Ohio State week one on a Thursday night in Minneapolis. I'm excited for the game, but we're going to learn a lot about Minnesota right away week one.
Week one on a Thursday night against the Ohio State Buckeyes, probably in prime time in the Twin Cities under the lights. I already got chills thinking about that game, Daniel House. So I've mentioned to you a few times now that there's no college sports action to bet on at the moment. You can bet on the NFL draft, some real-time updated odds and props for the first round from our friends at betonline.ag. You can bet on the NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, all of that in full swing. And BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. If you want to lay down some money, you want to make some wagers, and you want to win, you can do that all at betonline.ag. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. This is the final week of the spring football tour. The next time we might talk about college football could be some team win totals for the 2021 college football season. So let's estimate, do a little bit of capping right here for our friends at BetOnline of what Minnesota's team win total might be for the 2021 season. 11 wins, a program best since 1904 and 2019, but just 3-4 last year in the weird 2020 Big Ten football season. I'm going to estimate right now, Minnesota's team win total will be set at 6.5. If you listen to Daniel House and the expertise he's giving you today with all the improvements in the returning production Minnesota brings back for this upcoming season, I might lean towards the over right there. But all of that real-time updated odds and information coming to you from BetOnline. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you put in the promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON. Once again, that promo code to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit at betonline.ag is LOCKEDON. LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. A couple more stops on the spring football tour. Today, we are in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, talking about the Golden Gophers with the smartest mind in the Big Ten Conference in Daniel House. But the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021, presented by Locked On and Odyssey, is happening right now as well, featuring analysis from NFL experts like Michael Irvin, Jason Lockenfora, and Brian Baldinger. Our local experts from every team across the NFL making trades, picking the next stars of their organization, all that good stuff. And you can search for the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 on the new Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Odyssey is your audio home for all the sports, podcasts, music, and news that matter to you. That's Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can hear me, I believe, on the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021, breaking down some Big Ten prospects like Northwestern's Rashawn Slater and Greg Newsom II. We continue to break down Minnesota spring football with Daniel House on today's Spring Football Tour stop in the Twin Cities. We have a long way to go, and you have provided us a very thorough roster breakdown, the most knowledge we could ever hope for about Minnesota Golden Gopher football in the spring. That's why we have you here. So I finish asking you this. We talked about 2019, the 11 wins, the most since the early 1900s for the Minnesota football program, then followed up by a disappointing 2020. In your expectation level for 2021, what do you think this season looks like more, 2019 or 2020?
It should be back to 2019. There's so much depth and competition on this roster. That's what I noticed when I left practice on Saturday was this team is definitely not as young as it was the year before. Even in 2019, I mean, they were able to fill in some gaps with some transfers to get things going in 2019. But, you know, PJ Fleck and the staff did a nice job of hitting that transfer portal, bringing in some veteran leaders on the defensive side. Like I mentioned, Pinckney and Martin, and then Jack Gibbons at the linebacker position as well. Those leaders that they have there, and then some of the younger guys that gained experience last year, they have more depth and competition at all the spots, especially, you know, up front on both sides of the ball. And that's where I think you win in the Big Ten Conference. Minnesota just hasn't been able to establish a solid pass rush since PJ Fleck's been here. Now they have a versatile defensive line with a lot of upside. They're starting to get the type of player that they want that can play multiple positions and shades up front. So with that in mind, I think Minnesota will be much improved up front. And that's what they need to take the next step against these teams like Iowa and Wisconsin. Beating them, you got to win up front. But like I said, got to be able to get some development out of those secondary wide receivers on the depth chart. And then looking at the cornerback position and even safety, because safety was kind of a liability last year at times. Jordan Howden has a lot of experience, but how does Tyler Newbin develop? There are question marks specifically in the secondary and then a wide receiver on offense. But if you have it up front, that's a good start, because especially on defense, if you can get after the quarterback, it helps your cornerbacks out. They don't have to cover as long down the field and things like that. I would always build my teams around the pass rush, and I think Minnesota's starting to get to that point.
Always a battle up front in the trenches in the Big Ten Conference. That is a necessity. Minnesota should be much improved in that area for 2021. We learned so much today. Everybody here on the Locked On Big Ten podcast has become a smarter Big Ten football fan because of the knowledge that was dropped by Daniel House, the founder of GophersGuru.com, the smartest mind in all of the Big Ten Conference, on display on a Tuesday in late April. Daniel House, as always, I thank you for your information, your expertise. There are none better out there in my mind in the entire conference than you, my friend. Great stuff as always.
Big Ten Ben, it's always fun. I love coming on with you, and I'm ready for football season, even though, like, Illinois is playing a spring game tonight on a Monday night. Spring game? Are you serious? This is exciting news for me.
Bert, that's what we got. Bert's back, baby. He's trying to bring bully ball back. That starts on a Monday night, right in your face to open up the week. I appreciate it in a way.
I'm ready, man. I'm ready to come back on and talk football. Let's do it again soon.
Final bonus question for you. Is Rashad Bateman a first-round pick next Thursday in the first round of the NFL draft?
Rashad Bateman's a first-round pick next week. And I think it's after the pro day. The pro day took it over the top, being able to show that speed. That's what the scouts wanted to see that I was talking with. They wanted to really verify some of the things that they were hearing. He ran that 4.39 at that combine, but they wanted to get it with their own hand times, and I think that's been the biggest question mark. I know one scout told me during the season, can he run a sub 4.5 coming in at 4.39 to 4.44 range? That's right where he needs to be to get picked in the first round. So I don't know. Minnesota Vikings might be a team to watch. With a trade back, that could possibly happen. I could see Minnesota making an aggressive move for Orlando Brown Jr. From Baltimore. If they pull that trade off or able to move back, maybe take Bateman at 27. That's something that I'm keeping an eye on. A little scenario for people to think about, NFL fans.
The storylines, the narrative, the cohesion of the Minnesota teams. I would absolutely love that, as I absolutely loved this conversation today on the spring football tour, all about the Minnesota Golden Gophers, with the smartest mind in the Big Ten Conference, the founder of GophersGuru.com, Daniel House. Once again, thank you very much for your time.
We'll see you soon.
So many thanks again to the smartest mind in all of the Big Ten Conference. You can hear it in the enthusiasm in his voice, how much he loves football, but you can also hear it in the engaging style of which he presents these metrics, some of the deep dive analytics that make you smarter, but also done in an engaging way. That is Daniel House, the brilliance of his mind at its finest. Follow him on Twitter at Daniel House NFL, DanielHouse, yes, like House, NFL. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Daniel House has you locked, the founder of GophersGuru.com. So, only three more stops now on the spring football tour, just 3 days remaining, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We go Nebraska, then we go Purdue, and we round it out with Illinois. So tomorrow, to Cornhusker country we go, the land of the cornfields, and we stop in Lincoln, Nebraska, from the Twin Cities up north to as far west as we go in the Big Ten Conference, the land of Lincoln. Not the land of Lincoln like Illinois, the land of Lincoln, Nebraska, for the Nebraska Cornhuskers and their spring football outlook. We talked to our good friend, the host of the Nick Hanley Show on AM 590 ESPN Omaha. Of course, Nick Hanley, all about those Huskers on tomorrow's episode. So, three more stops on the spring football tour. But before we get to all of that, have a splendid Tuesday.